Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, you can read John Works, John Bream's excellent work in the Star Tribune on a regular basis, and certainly today his view on the Grammys last night. Good to chat with you as always, sir. When you're judging the Grammys, and you've been there many times, so it's different when you're there versus watching at home, how do you decide when it's done if this was, in your view, a good Grammy show?
Well, if Jimmy Jam holds up one of those signs that has a 10 on it, like they have a dunking contest, and you decide if it's a good Grammy show.
Yeah, that'd be pretty good.
I think what you do, and actually, Chad, when I'm at the Grammys, the years I've been, we're backstage watching on TV screens.
Yeah, so it's about the same.
Yeah, so we're not in the arena watching it. But you decide on the overall flow of the show. You decide that there are more good performances than memorable performances, and a lot of it has to do whether the right people win the awards. But they only give away 9 awards on TV.
Mm-hmm.
Last night it was 3 hours and 45 minutes, and we only saw 9 awards presented on TV, and 2 of them were rushed at the end.
What do you think about that balance?
Well, I think the show's too long. I think the Oscars run way too long with too many insignificant awards on TV, so it's nice that you have a limited number of awards, and music is about music performances, so I think we'd rather see music than hear a bunch of speeches.
Yeah, I agree with you. I like the Grammys, but John, 3 hours and 45 minutes is just way too long. I mean, I just wonder, outside of people who are working like you or the ultimate music aficionados, are staying for the entire just short of 4 hours.
I don't think I would believe the ratings would indicate that people do not sit there and watch the whole evening.
Right.
And I think it's curious how they load the program. They've front loaded it with a lot of women, a lot of popular young women, and then they move certain artists to the end of the show, hoping they'll attract people. But they don't do a good job of promoting when someone's going to be on, other than the Super Bowl awards or spots where they said, you know, these artists are going to be on in the first hour. We don't know what's happening at the Grammys. Of course, they didn't know that. I mean, they had Ariana Grande in there, and she pulled out with a few days to go before the awards.
Now, how big was that? Because they had a different view on which songs they thought she should play versus what she thought she should play. Is that right?
Oh, who knows exactly what it was.
Yeah,
all we hear
true.
Is the spin control. It sounded like the Grammys wanted to dictate what she could play, and she had a different idea. And she said, thank you, next, and decided not to show up, even though she just dropped a great new album last Friday.
Do you think it hurts a star of her stature at all that she doesn't show?
No, not at all. Where was Taylor Swift last night?
Yeah.
You know, Taylor Swift, I think, was in England at the BAFTA Awards. You know, I think Taylor was upset because her Reputation album wasn't up for Album of the Year. She's won 2 Album of the Years, the only woman to win 2 Albums of the Year. And so I think in a subtle way, she kind of boycotted the awards, just like Kanye doesn't show up. Jay-Z doesn't show up.
Now,
the Grammys thinks they're bigger than any one star.
Yeah, well, and they're not. But you know, they obviously carve out a niche. Now, leading up to it and afterwards, people are talking about it was ladies' night, and a lot of people are saying it should have been ladies' night. Do you agree with that? So kind of going back to your first point, do the right people win the awards that you believe should win the awards?
I think this year it happened with the right people winning the awards. Every year we're always surprised. Usually Album of the Year is someone we go, whoa, you know, that's not what we expected. So, Kacey Musgraves winning Album of the Year, it was critically acclaimed. It won the CMA Album of the Year. It was not a surprise. You know, I don't expect any of the big hip-hop albums to win, especially when they expanded the nominees from 5 to 8. So the four hip-hop albums are going to kind of cancel each other out. So, you know, the safest conservative choice almost always seems to win. And in this case, it was artistically acclaimed.
Critically acclaimed. Give me a couple of the performances which you thought really stood out.
Well, there were actually lots of really strong performances. I think the teaming of Dua Lipa with St. Vincent was a great performance. The Dolly Parton medley with all kinds of guests was just, you know, so Dolly and so powerful. I think that
was it fit her very well, right?
It fit Dolly, and, you know, you have all these bigger, more current stars, and you couldn't steal the show from Dolly, you know, not at all. And then I thought, in Life Imitates Art, you had two of them from A Star Is Born. You had Brandi Carlile, who appears anonymously or unnamed in the movie Star Is Born during the Grammys.
Right.
Actually got to perform on the Grammys won 3. And then Lady Gaga, you know, reprising her role in A Star Is Born, singing Shallow. A little different version.
I'd say.
With her kind of spangly cat suit there and a little over the top, but very Gaga.
Okay, what fell flat on its face?
Isn't this obvious, Chad? Can you say J-Lo and Motown in the same breath ever again?
I'm glad you said that, because when this came up, I think it was last week or it was 2 weeks ago, and we were talking about it on air, and I said the only way this has a chance to work is if she's one of multiple people in a Motown tribute. John, this was just an advertisement for her Vegas show. That's all it was. I mean,
she's totally Vegas. I think the only person who may have liked it was A-Rod.
Yeah. I mean, she's beautiful, good dancer, she's a good singer. But I'm sorry, when it's Motown, isn't it just a layup to find other people directly tied to Motown or others who can have this strike home a little bit better than just Jennifer Lopez?
I mean, didn't Gladys Knight sound great at the Super Bowl?
Yes.
Isn't she available? Stevie Wonder's around. They let Smokey Robinson sing, but he had to team up with J-Lo, and it was a miscarriage. I mean, it was just a train wreck. You know, even though it was, she's a great dancer, like you said. She's very entertaining, great production, all of that.
Yeah, for sure.
It just missed the mark. It did not say Motown.
So is that just their thinking? She pushes the needle with ratings, or why would they pick her?
That's a great question. I think they wanted women. They wanted to get more diversity in there, and they wanted a big, splashy number. And interestingly, they're doing a Grammy salute to Motown's 60th in a few weeks, and she's not even part of it.
What does that tell you? Exactly. I like Alicia Keys a lot. She's very, very talented. I think she's comfortable. She's funny when she's on shows. I liked her last night. What did you think?
I agree. I think I was pleasantly surprised. She held her own. She was musical. She was quick. She looked nice, but she didn't have outfits that said it's all about me.
Yeah, right.
Maybe some people didn't like all the hats she wore because you couldn't see her face all the time. But she did a nice medley on piano, playing two pianos at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
I was surprised how well she did. It made me forget about LL Cool J, who I thought one of the weakest hosts, and they kept him for 5 years because he's tied into a
CBS
program that's on the same network.
Exactly. Exactly.
James Corden, the last 2 years, was fine.
Yeah, he was.
He's funny, he's entertaining, but he's not a recording artist. So I think... And he doesn't have 15 Grammys to his name.
No.
So I think Alicia was a very, very good choice.
I know she's waiting right now. She's listening. I thought the hat game, she pulled it off well.
You liked that?
I did. I thought it was very good. Okay, you wrote in the Sunday paper, it was online on Saturday, about rap, hip-hop, and the Grammys, and how on the awards you're feeling like it hasn't received as many as it should, or kind of this odd alliance. What did you think about at least last night?
Well, how much hip-hop was there on stage?
Not much.
I mean, we had Post Malone in the first hour, and who was duller, him or Red Hot Chili Peppers, who played with him? And then we later had Travis Scott, who famously got bleeped three times during the Super Bowl halftime, and he got bleeped again last night. But I thought he was better last night. But again, he was in the last hour, and there wasn't much build-up for him. It also seemed odd that he would be sitting in a cage performing. I thought that was bad imagery, maybe dubious. And then talk about dubious, he was wearing a Rush T-shirt, the band Rush.
Yeah, I did see that. I didn't really understand that. That just seemed odd to me. Musically, what, let's say the next couple months, what are you looking for? Like Elton is coming, is it this weekend? Is it next weekend? I'm trying to remember when.
The 21st and 22nd at Target Center.
So do you believe this is it for Elton? Because he's saying this is a retirement tour, or is he going to be here in 2 years?
I believe this is the retirement tour. I mean, we might get him in 2 years because it's a three-year retirement tour.
That's right.
He could be coming back. You know, a lot of these performers, as they get into their 60s and 70s, talk about retiring, but they're retiring from the road. They're not retiring from music. They're not necessarily retiring from performing. So I won't be surprised if Elton returns to Vegas for another residency.
Sure. Why not?
But, you know, it's grueling to go on the road. And we forget Elton has two young children.
Yeah,
so maybe
that's right.
He wants to spend more time with his kids and not be on the road.
What else is coming up, whether it's really at a, you know, the X Target or one of the excellent smaller venues we have, which is coming up reasonably soon that you think people should check out?
Well, Kelly Clarkson, speaking of great TV personalities,
yep.
I mean, what a great unfiltered mouth. I love her. She's coming this weekend. She'll be at the X on Saturday. And someone I've waited a long, 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 long time to see, Mariah Carey, finally giving a proper concert in the Twin Cities. She played once at a KDWB, you know, all-star show, and she sang for the Today Show one morning at Mall of America, but she's never given a proper concert in the Twin Cities. That's March 13th at the State. Same day as the woman who runs the world, Michelle Obama, is going to be here the same day, same night.
Okay, speaking of that, Michelle Obama comes out last night, and the place is aroused. I mean, that the place absolutely loved her. Smart TV by CBS, what did you think about Michelle being a part of it?
I think it was a great element of surprise. I think it was a great statement that women were stepping up. I mean, the CEO of the Grammys Recording Academy committed a great faux pas last year when backstage after the awards,
reporter
yep. asked him, how come there was only one woman who received award on TV? And he said, well, women have to step up.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't mean it disparagingly, but everyone took it the wrong way. And so the Grammys stepped up, and I think they wanted to show women power in the first hour, especially. And they did it with Alicia Keys. They did it when right away she brought out J-Lo. Gaga, Jada Pinkett Smith, and Michelle Obama, with Michelle Obama being the real surprise because no one would expect her to be there.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Was her book an audio book? Maybe that was eligible for the Grammys.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Wouldn't shock.
Although Jimmy Carter won the spoken word Grammy.
That is right. Are Jimmy Jam and Terry still a huge part of this? Or?
Well, Terry never has been a huge part of the Grammys. Jimmy Jam has been on the board of directors of the Recording Academy for a long time. You know, I think he's like a president emeritus of the board or chairman of the board. He's still on the TV committee. And did he look great? He lost a bunch of weight.
He did. That's what I mean, because we had him on Super Bowl time,
mm-hmm.
and he just looked like Jimmy, right? But when I saw him last night, I was like, wow. That's
yeah.
I was very happy for him.
I texted him this morning to make sure he was okay, and he said he's getting ready for his 60s because he turned 60. He will turn 60 this June. So he
did he say how many pounds he lost?
I didn't ask.
Yeah, where is the line, right? You know, it's better just to say all good, how you doing, versus to the exact amount, I would think.
Yeah, but it looks like he needs a tailor there.
Yeah, well, I think, you know what? I think he can afford it.
Yeah,
I think he'll make it work. John, always appreciate it. Thanks for coming on, sir.
My pleasure. Keep rocking, Chad.
John Bream, a must read, must follow. Check him out. Star Tribune. It is 2:50. That is our Lindus Construction Time Check. Time to call us for free home improvement estimates on windows and insulation.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.